generally don't think it's a good thing anyway, because we're sinking under this huge swell of nostalgia. And, you know, and I can understand why, you know. I mean, if you wake up in the morning and all you've got to look forward to is listening to Mumford and Sons, you can understand why people want to listen to old music. But, you know, or Lana Del Rey. I mean, do me a favour. If that's all you've got to look forward to, you know, you look at Later with Jules Holland.
Yeah.
And it's got Lana Del Rey and usually got Mumford and Sons or some band who want to be them.
Yeah.
And if that's all you aspire to, no wonder bands are saying, well, let's get back together, because most of the country is desperate to listen to something good. Wow. I mean, I don't think it's great. You know, in an ideal world, you'd like a young band to come along who would excite you as much as the Stone Roses did, or as much as, I don't know, Oasis did, or even for some people, Radiohead did, or, you know, the White Stripes, Nerve, any of these bands who are seen as seminal bands. But you look at the cover of the NME, you know, Florence and the Machine. If that's as exciting as it gets, then God help the kids, you know. So people will go, and then, you know, you'll have a mixed audience. You'll have people going to relive their youth, God help us. And you'll have young people going to see what it was all about, but I'm not sure it'll be great.